Yehudim daf mem zayin on the base on top. That it says again the Mishnah Maisi Shane Vegli Sheniftu. So it says Pshito.
Yeah, that to have a chiyah zimun, even if they're reading Maisi Shane, they still have the chiyah to have zimun. For the Gemara Pshito, it says Maisi Shane Vegli Sheniftu. They were pointed to this. So if you point to it, you're allowed to eat it. The Maisi Shane, the Lacher is supposed to take it up to Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it, Chutz Yerushalayim, you have to point to it without money. But once you point to it, you're allowed to eat it. So Pshita and Hegdish also, if you point to Hegdish, you're allowed to eat it. So the Marhachi of Maya's Kingdom, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, for going to Nasan as a Karen. He was Poyda, he paid the Karen. He said, the Maya's Sheni is worth $100. He took $100 and he said, the Maya's Sheni Kedushas, you go off the payers, go on to this money. However, Nasan as a Chaymish. There's a law for when you paid to your own money, when you paid to from your own parents, you have to be most of a chaymish. So that he didn't take off. He didn't take another $20. Vokam Ashmulon. The ain chaymish market. That's the chiddush. Even though you didn't take off chaymish, you didn't do the mitzvah, but the parents are mutter to eat. Hey, how do you take off the kedusha, maisi sheni, from the parents? Or take off hegdish from the parents? If you take money, connect them and say, the kedusha should go on the money. Even though you're supposed to be meister b'chaymish, that's the mitzvah. If you didn't do it, though, the parents are still mutatit, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So therefore, it's mutatit, these parents, and if you eat together, you have a chiyuv zimun. Hashamish shochel kezayis, the Mishnah says, for the more of shita, you have two people eating, and the shamish, the waiter, eats the kezayis, so why shouldn't it be mitzvah? Ma detema, shamish loy kavoh, kamash malon. I would think, no, a waiter is not called a kviyas. He has to get up and serve, go in the kitchen, bring out the food again. That's not called the kviyas. That's the bechidish kamashlo. No, that since two people are sitting down the kviyas, even though the waiter has to go up and come back, but since then nicha that he should sit down and eat the kizayis with them with the svar we had, that there should be a chiyuv zimun. That's called the kviyas. Trashi like kavu, ain like kviyas lefi shelachubo. Since the waiter was going and coming back, maybe it's not called the kviyas. Kamashlon, it is called. Right, the Mishnah says, Akusei Mizamnan Olof. Akusei, that's for the special Umar, that they were Mizgayir, and we hold the Gerith for Ger Yemet, to have a shame Yidin, therefore can we Mizamnan with them. For the Gemara, Amai, why can we Mizamnan with these people? Lo Yeyel Amoritz, they shouldn't be the Chur worse than Amoritz. Betanya, we learned in the Braise, the Mikir Adin, E Mizamnan Al Amoritz. We have two Tamidic Chol meeting, and the third person is Namoritz, there's no Chiv Zimun. Well, since the Maestu, we don't feel this like this today. From Yikar Adim, with an Amoritz, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. So why is the Kusi better than Amoritz? A Kusi, the Chur, were people that were Makabal Torah Shabbat, they weren't Makabal Torah Shabbat. So they don't listen to the Gemara, so the Chur, they're being Amoritz. How could they be better than an Amoritz? And the Gemara, Abai Roma, Bakusi, Chover. We're talking about a Kusi here that's a Chover. Is this Kusi with Makabal upon himself to do the mitzvahs? Trashi. The Kusi Chover. That he, this Kusi was Mekal upon himself to do all the mitzvahs. He was a Chosh of a Kusi, therefore he could be Mazam with him. Rava Amenayna, Filo Tema Bekusi Yamoritz. Even a regular Kusi that is like an Amoritz. Vahoche be Amoritz de Rabbonin. The Pligiole de Rabmei Askinim. We're talking about the Amoritz. According to Rabbonin Chita, that's Mechulak on Rabmei. We'll soon see which Amoritz that is. The Tanya. Ezeyu Amoritz. Who's called an Amoritz? Ramei holds Kol She'enoi Oicha Chulin V'Tayro Divir Ramei. Ramei holds that we don't hold this Chumra. That the Chulin, with everyday eating, you're allowed to eat even though it's Tomei. But some people are knowing only Tidit in Tor to be ruggled to know what he tires. Eat like Truma. Or Kutchim. Kutchim becomes Tomei Sosa Tidit. So they have a Chumra, all their Chulin, the regular food, they only eat V'Tayro not to mix up with Kutchim or with Truma. So if somebody doesn't have this chumra, he's called an Amoritz. That's what Meishit, the Kiddush. The Chum Moimrim, no, Kol She'enoi Maisa Teiraisa Kiro. That's called an Amoritz. Somebody doesn't know Hilchos Maisa, he doesn't take off his Teiris. And then the Svar is an Amoritz, you can't trust the food he's eating, because maybe it's the Issa, maybe it's the Teiris that have Maisa inside it. But if you know for sure the person takes off Maisa Kiro, then he's not called an Amoritz. So that's the Rabbon and Shita. Now, Vahani Kusoi, these are Umar. So Mizgaya, these Kusim is Surei Maisre, Kidachazi. They zikha take off Maisre the way they're supposed to. So Hilchas Maisre, they're Makvid, therefore they're not called an Amoritz. Why? The Bamai, the Ksibi Raisa, whatever it says with Teresh in the Torah, Mizazahiri. The Kusim are Makabal Teresh of Iksav, and they listen to it very much. The Yamama, we learn, kol mitzvah she'erziko bo kusim. Any mitzvah that the kusim will makabel upon themselves, the machzik is very strong, is harbe medagdikin bo yoisim Yisrael. They're even medagdikin that mitzvah more than a regular Yisrael is, it does. And the pshat is because they don't have too many mitzvahs to do. In other words, a few mitzvahs, they're makabel, they do it for digdik sholem. But they don't listen to Torah Shabbat Shabbat Peh on the Torah Shabbat Ksav. But the Hilchas Meister brought down the Torah, he's supposed to take off one tenth to give the Levi. So they're Makabal that. Therefore, Kusi is not called an Amoritz according to the Rabbonin of Remeya. The Rabbonin say, who's called an Amoritz? Someone that's not Makbid Hilchas Meister. Since the Kusi is Makbid, he's not called an Amoritz. Therefore, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to be Mizamin with the Kusi. Trashi Vochi be Amoritz the Rabbonin, Raisa the Ktoni, a Mizam the Maloritz. The Amoritz the Rabbonin, it means an Amoritz according to Rabbonin Shita. The Polag letter of Meir, Ukoma Shaina Maise Paraisa. Rabbonin say, who's called an Amoritz? Somebody doesn't take off Meister. Hilka Kusi Mizamim Nolo, the Yisuri Meister. Since the Kusi, they're Makbid and Teresha Miksav, which talks about Hilchas Meister, so they're Medakti. Tana Rabbonin, Ezeyo Amoritz. Who's called an Amoritz? Right, as the Drashi says, Shedibru Chom Mechom Mokim. Zev HaChazal calls somebody an Amoritz, Shal, who they're talking about? Who's called an Amoritz? And here we have Alochi, you're not supposed to be Mizami with an Amoritz. And the Svar would be, as we always said, that Zimun, the new Svar, when you have three people eating together, it's called like a Chabura. It's something nice to be together in this company. But a Talmud Chochum with an Amoritz, it's not nice to be together, so there's no Chiv Zimun. But the Rabbon, Ezeo Amoritz, who's called an Amoritz? Kol Shein Okeri Kriyash Ma'arbas Hashachas. If you don't say Krishma in the morning and at night, you call the Namoritz. Stiva Rebelez. You have Yeshua, I'm a Kol Shein Amaniach Tfilin. You don't put on film, he's called the Namoritz. It means he doesn't do the mitzvah the way he's supposed to do it. Ben Azza, I'm a Kol Shein Le Tzitzis the Big Day. You're not wearing Tzitzis the Big Day, that's called the Namoritz. We have Nosson, I'm a Kol Shein Mezuzah Apitzchay. It's not Makhtan Hilchas Mezuzah, Namoritz. We have Nosson, Reb Yosef, I'm a Kol Shein Le Kol Shiesh Le Bonim. He has children. It doesn't bring them up, teaching them Torah, that's called an Amoritz. Acherim Oimrim, Machidish, Afilu Kora Vishona. I feel the person learnt Mikra and learnt Mishnayim. He learnt a lot. V'loi Shimish Talmud Chocham, he didn't like learning the Yeshiva, or Sunsi Rashi means he didn't learn Gemara. If he just learned the Mishnayim, but he didn't get Shimish, he didn't know how to work with the Mishnayim, how to ask a kasha, how to give a teretz, his right to raise the Amoritz. Because Tam Pasni from Mishnayim, she don't know Maskoni, it's like an Amoritz. Yikka Maskon is always in the Gemara. So if you didn't learn Gemara, you called an Amoritz. Trashi Shleishimish Talmud Chochem. Who had Gemara? Even though Poshka Loshna Gemara's Mashma Mitzvah, she don't like help out the Talmud Chochem. Poshka Shimish means you like, you're ready to use Mishamish. You're in his house, you watch the way he eats, you watch the way he talks. So Rashi learns here a little different. It means who had Gemara? It means you didn't learn Gemara. Hatluya Bistvara, because Gemara is totally in the Svaris, Shoya Naisim Adivri HaMishnah. Tam. When you learn Mishnayis, they're serious, or you have to understand the Mishnah, so the Gemara gives the time for the Mishnah. That's the dogma to our Gemara we have, which is explaining Tamim of Mishnayim. So somebody just learned Mikra and Mishnah, and didn't learn Gemara, he's called an Amoritz. The Watat is not nice to be Mizamim with him. But Allah has brought down Mizmanazel, we're not Medaktik in the Kach, and we are Mizamim, even with an Amoritz also, we're Mizamim. Abi, he is not somebody that's like a poet. Let's say somebody that's Mechal HaShavuz of Fahesia. A Mechal HaShavuz of Fahesia, he does things that nobody else does. He doesn't care about it. So then it's brought down, you shouldn't be Mizamim with him. Even though such a person is Mitzar of the Minyan, if you have 10 Yidin, and a few of them are Mechal HaShavuz, they make up a Minyan. A Minyan, Abi, they're a Yid, Kavashay Minyan. You could say Kedush, you could say Baruch Hu. Rashenkin for Zimun, the Svar is, we're saying it's a Svar, you have a Mechaber, it's like a Chabura of people together. So if it was a poet, or somebody's Mechal HaShavuz of Hesia, or does a Averis that nobody else does, and he's not embarrassed about it, then it's not nice to be in his Chabura, then there's no Chiv Zimun. But Svam and Amor, it's time a person doesn't know better, then you are allowed to be Mezamin. This man is it. Right? Lo Amor Afuna. Halacha kacher, we pass like a cherim, that who's called an Amoritz? If you didn't learn Gemara, you called an Amoritz. So the more Rami bar Choma, le'azmin alei the Rav Menashe bar Tachmista. When Rami bar Choma was eating with another person, and the third person was Rav Menashe bar Tachmista, he didn't want to make a zimun. He said, he was an Amoritz. There's no chiv zimun. The Tony, why? The Tony, Safra v'Safri v'Hilchasa. is even though he learns Mamre Shavelt, he learns Sifro, and Sifri the Hilchasah, still he held his Namoritz. As he held that he didn't, wasn't Mishamish Talmud Chochem, he didn't learn Gemara. So he called him a Namoritz, he wasn't Mizamuzim. Shrashi Le'yazmin Olei, Romi Bachoma Le'rotza Le'tzarfor Le'shloish Le'zamin. Romi Bachoma didn't want to put together with the Zimun Menashe Bar Tachlifa. So the Gemara, Ki Nach Nash the Romi Bachoma, when Romi Bachoma was Nifter, Omar Rava, Rava said, Le'nach Nash the Romi Bachoma. His Romi Bachoma only died because Elod Le'yazmin Arab Menashe Bar Tachlifa. But this was the chet that caused him to be have mitzah, because he was like Mavazer Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa. He wasn't Mizam with him. As he held, he was Namoritz. But the Gemara Akasha, what's wrong? Well, Tanya, you learned the Braita, Cherem Oimrim, Afilu Korah Vashoni, even if you learned a lot of Mikra, and you learned a lot of Mishnayis, Vula Shimish Talmud Chochem, but you didn't learn Gemara, or Mishamish Amin Chochem, Harei Zamoritz? So who Rami Bachama was right? It's Rami Bachama held that Rami Menashe was not Mishamish Talmud Chochem. He held his Namoritz. So what's wrong? Why do you have Misa from that? Now the Gemara, Shani Rav Menashe Batachlipa, Dimash Maluhul Rabbonin. He was, Dimash was Rashi means Mishamish. He was Mishamish Talmud Chochem. His Rami Bachama made a mistake. So the Gemara of Rami Bachama, who do like Doka Basre? So Rami Bachama didn't check into him enough. Rami Bachama thought he wasn't in Mishamish Talmud Chochem, but really, really he was, and he wasn't medactic enough. So Machma, this Einus, and he was like Mavaz him, he got Misa. Lishnach Rino, the Shomash Maitetor Mipume the Rabbonin. Rami Bachama used to hear a shir from the Rabbonin. The Goris Lord, he would learn it over, he'd be able to say over the shir, Kitsumim Rabbonin Dami, just like any other Talmud Chochem. So that's also called Shimish. That he learned Gemara, he learned from Tamid Chachamim. So he wasn't an Amoritz, therefore he should have let him be mezamim with him. Rashi Rami Bachama Hud Leidop Leibodik Lishol Midas Rav Menashe. He didn't check into it too much. Right. Ochal Tevel Umaisa. Somebody eats Tevel Umaisa, then the Mishnah says Ein Mezamim Olo. Since that's an Itzad Yiraisa Tevel. Tevel means Teres that grew in Eretz Yisrael before he took off Tumas Umaisa. It's also Tidus. The locha we hold and a dover that's also teaching, you don't have to make a bracha rishayna. Don't have to make a bracha achrayna. So pshita, there's no chiyuv zimun. But the more tevel pshita, le'tzricha betevel tovel midrabbonin. The chiddush, even though it was only a chiyuv zeikot shumas semaisa midrabbonin. So I would think, since midraisa, you're allowed to eat it, maybe there is a chiyuv zimun, tamash malon. Hechidami, what's the case, it's only a chiyuv midrabbonin? The otzot shayna nokeh. If it's in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, as it doesn't get a shenika from the ground, if you have a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, then we say the unique of the nourishment comes from the ground, that's called if it grew, and as you saw, there's a chiyuv midraisa. But if the bottom is flat, there's no hole, then it's only midrabbonin. So that's the chiddush, even though it's only us midrabbonin, still aim is and olav. Right, then. Maitha rishin, he didn't take off shlo, not true trumasoi. But the Gemara pshita, if he didn't take off trumas, of adam it's awesome. Of the Gemara, Leitzricha, Goyin Sheik Dimul Bekri. We're talking about, what do you mean you didn't take off Trumas Maiser? Because the Koyin received it first when the Tfuah, when the Chitim, was already Bekri. That means not for Shibola, not in its stalk. It was already taken out of the stalk and was made into a finished pile. Mal the time, I would think, Kdiyom Leira Popol Abaya, like we had the Svar before. Even though the Levi received it now, when it was Roy Fechi of Truma. Still, I would say, since the Yisrael gave it straight to the Levi, maybe the Levi is part of the taking off Truma Gedolah, and it's removed from Tidid, Kamashman Kedishani Lei. Kamashman, like the top Gemara we had, Nikol Maiser Asechem Terimu, that there's a Chiyah to take off a mole Truma, even from Iser. And when is that? When it was given to him, the Dogon, when the Peris, the Chitim, was taken off already and made into a cream, and it was called Nigma Maiser, so now it's Chalachiv Truma. Even though you right away give it to the Levi has the chiyuv to take off truma. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though it's by the Levi now, it's also that the Levi tidit, because money doesn't take off truma gedolah first. Trasha shekdima b'kri liyachash in esmarach. After you smoothed it out, means you pulled off the wheat and made a pile out of it. That's called nigra malachtei. For hook for the truma min haTorah. Now with your eyes, it's also tidit without taking off truma. It's called them Levi yasakoyin. If the Yisrael gave this kri to the Levi first, but not the Maiserishim Chila. The Yisrael took off Maiserishim. The Echad Mechemishim Shiboy Hoyeroy Latrum Gdela, Lakoyim, Vishaloy Nitla Trumasoy Diktoni, Lav Trumas Maiser Kamar, Hel Trum Gdela. So the chiddush is the Levi did not take off the Truma Gedola yet. So the Havim is not the time of the Amor of Popla Abayin. Liyeh, Lihok, Yefidu, Dima, Bekri, Nami, Kamash, Vilon. The Havim was, this is Mutta Tidit, since the Levi received it. So in his matzav now, the Levi has Peret, has never a Chiyah Truma Gedola. He only has a Chiyah Trumas Maitza. And it's true, he'll take off Trumas Maitza. Kamash, Vilon, no. That if the Levi got it when it was in the matzav of Kri, when it was a Chiyah Truma Gedola, he's also Tidit until he takes off Truma Gedola. Right, the Maitza Sheni. He eat Maisa Shani Shlain Yiftu, it's also a Mizamin. For the Mar Pshita, Maisa Shani Chutzli Yishlain, it's also Tidit. So if it's also in the right Tidit, there's no Chiyah Bracha, Pshita, there's no Chiyah Zimun. Leitzricha Shen Yiftu, La Yiftu Kuchotim. He made a Maisa Ptiyah, he tried to redeem it, but he didn't do a good job. Maisa Shani, what's the case? Grand Shepodu Agabi Yathimun. He took a flat coin that doesn't have a Tzura. There's no picture on it. That's not a good coin to be Machalo with Maisa Sheni. Rachmona Omar Vetarato Akesav Yadecho. Kesev Sheshalav Tzura. That's to be a chush of a coin that has a Tzura, has an engravement, that's a simon that people use it. But Saman Asimon, a flat coin, you can't be paid. Trashi Asimon, Kesev Shlanikva by Tzura. There's no picture on it. The current life losing balad. Hegdish, what's the case? Hegdish, you made a chilul, but not Kedinoi. Hegdish, a chiluloi agabi karkov. You're mechalad on karka. Well, like today you're the kesev. You didn't take kesev and say all the kedusha from this paris should go on the kesev. You said on the karka. Rachman Omar, v'nos na kesev akomloi. How could you be paid a hegdish? Only if you put it into money. If you say I have a pound of apples and a hegdish, I want the kedusha to go into the money, you can be paid on. But to put it into karka, there's no dilfidjit. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Even though you meant to do it in like a shoygeg, but since v'ikar adin, it wasn't chal opinion, it's also heated, and there's no chiyuv zimun. Hashamish ocha pochus mikazayis. The shamish ate less than the kazayis, he's not in star. For the Gemara Pshita, he's not worse than regular three people that sat down. If they didn't eat a kazayis, there's no chiv zimun. And the Gemara, this is either the Tony Reisha. Kazayis, Tony Sefer pochus mikazayis. Since the Reisha says that if he does eat a kazayis, he's mitzuruf, Saga the Mishnah repeats it, if he eats less than the kazayis now, the Kuran is no chiddush in this. Pshita. And since he did not eat a kazayis, there's no tziruf to make a zimun. We have no chriyim zamin lo. If you have a guy, two yidna, one guy sitting there, there's no chiyim zimun. But the marvay to pshita, about there's no chiyim, he has no chiyim to bench. So how could you have a zimun? Hokel mayaskina and teger shemo. I mean, the zoch of the guy that wants to become a yid already, and he already had a milah done to him already. So I says he's makabel mitzvahs, like he's doing mitzvahs. But the boy tovel, he didn't go to the mikvah yet. The yomer rab zera, yomer rab yechinen. Liyayla mein ager, a guy does not have a shame in Yisrael. He has to do both. He has to have a milah done to him and a tefillah in the mikvah. The kama the loy tovel nachuyu. And calls him on, he didn't go to the mikvah, he still has a big guy. Therefore, he has no chiyim with the right of the bench. So he can't be mezamen with him. Krashe chiyim over yitzvah, v'yavamis nafulam, v'yikach moshe fadam, v'yizrak alaom, v'yayin hazor b'loy tefillah. Whenever make hazor, you have to have a tefillah. So, gerus has to be with milah and tefillah. The Mishnah says, Noshim v'yavodim k'tanim ein mezanim aleihem. We said, a chabura of Noshim and men together, two men, two women, two avodim, two k'tanim, don't make up the zima. Omer Rabbi Yosi, kotin ha-muta barisa. You have a small baby that's still in the crib, is mezanim aleihem. The older, you have two people eating with the baby, you can mezanim. He's called the man, she's called the person, davachiv zima. But the more what's now, we learn the Mishnah, not sure we have all the Mokhtan, and aim is on the Malayan, there's no chizim with the cotton. So how can you say a baby here? And the Gemara, who the Yom of Yemeshua ben Levi? Has Rabbi Yaisi, Dings of Chan the Mishnah, because he also like Yemeshua ben Levi. The Yom of Yemeshua ben Levi, Af al Pi Shomru, cotton ha moto barita, a mizam in all of, even though cotton that's in the crib, you can't be mizam with him, Avel oysen oysoy snifli asara. To mistarot him for minion that you could. It's for three people, it's a small thing, you need three gedolim. For a question of a minion, if you have nine gedolim and one baby, it's a start for a minion. Yes, sir. The Yom Yerushalayim ben Levi, Hisha v'yevid mitzarfen. If you have nine people and an evid, he's also mitzarfen. He's an evid, it's not meshucha yet, he's not a godin, he's not mechuyev mitzvah, he can't make a minion. He has a din like an isha, just like an isha is not mitzarfen for 10 people to make a minion, an evid is not. When you have nine Yisraelim with an Eved, then it's a star. That's the Yeshua ben Levi's Shita. So, Melo, we meant to say at the beginning that a cotton can be mezamen, love, posha means with 10 people. when you have 9 people sitting there. That's the question not to say, Nevorach Elokeinu, if you have a baby there, he also can say Elokeinu, because the baby couldn't sound for me. That's Yerushua ben Levi Shita. We'll soon see next Gemara how we pass, what the Maskona is. Trashi Sniff means Chibu Lezimun Asara. You can start the baby for a 10th one for Zimun of 10 people. The Yomer Rabasi Nam Lasara Koma. When the Rabasi say even a baby can start for Zimun, it means only for 10 people. Rabbi Meisri Akasha, Meisav Rabbi Eliezer, Shenichnas LeBeisik Nes, the one came to Shul, Vulei Mot Sasar, he didn't find 10 people in Shul, he only had 9 people there, they were missing a minion. But his Eved was there, Veshichur Avdoi, he was Meshachar his Eved, he had an Eved Kanani there, he was Meshacharim, now he became Yisrael Gomer, Veshlim Eli Asara, now there were 10 people they could have in the minion. Chorot Zadir, Shichur in, only because he was Meshachar, he freed his Eved. Loi shichur loi. If he didn't give him a get shichur, he wouldn't be mitzaref to minyan. We just got finished saying the Shur ben Levi says 9 people and another is yeh mitzaref. And the Gemara treyas richur. The Maisa there was, there were only 8 people in Shul. He needed 2 more people. So he could only use the Eved for a 10th, but not for a 9th. So shichur chad, he's meshachar one of his avodim, v'nofik b'chad. Hey, he had 2 avodim with him. There's 8 people there. So he's meshachar one of it. Now he got that to 9 people. Now for the 10th one, he uses other Eved. How is it mut of him to be Meshachar as Eved Kanani? Whenever you have an Eved Kanani, there's an Yisra Asay to Meshacharim. If you give him the get Shirchi, you're Mavat Lemitzis Asay. The Pasuk says, when you own an Eved Kanani, keep him and work for him for Oilam forever. There's an Yisra Asay to Meshacharim. And if the Gemara Ledvah Mitzvah Shani, that's Dam in the Veld to free him, you shouldn't free him. But if you do the Divine Mitzvah, then it's Mutl. The Divine Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Meshachar. For the Gemara Abba, Mitzvah Bobi Averihi. The Chura, what do you mean to say the Divine Mitzvah is Mutl? We have a cloud like a Mitzvah, Doicha Loisasei. So the Maki Mitzvah, you're allowed to be over Loisasei. So the Maris Chayasel, the Maris Kasher is here, it's not Bidna. When is he being over the Lav, when is he over the Yisr Mitchila? When he's Meshachar is Evid, that's the Avera. Now, Meshachar being Meshachar the Evid, you're not doing any Mitzvah. Only later, when he becomes freed, then they can start davening the minyan, and they're first doing the mitzvah later. And we always have a cloud, when is Esther Dechalos to say, the Yidna. At the same time when you're being over, the Averi, you're doing the mitzvah Esther. Then Esther Dechalos to say, here also, if Meshach should be Meshach of the Eved, you'll be doing the mitzvah, it would be good. But Shvat Gemara here, we're not doing the mitzvah right now. First he's freeing his Eved, he's being over in Yisra Asay. First later they're going to have the minyan. So who is the mitzvah of the Averi? You have no head to be over this Yisra. Have the Gemara mitzvah the Rabbi Mishani. That's a cloud. By mitzvah's essay, one essay, doich with another essay, we always have the cloud is Mayul Mahay Essay Mayay Essay. One essay came with doich with another essay. Who says this is greater than that? But when there's a story that one essay is greater than the essay, then this essay is doich with that essay, and you do not need bidna. Even if it comes one after another, still it's mutter to do it. By a mitzvah essay, a chomedic mitzvah essay. So here also, since the davim, the minyan, is called the mitzvah the rabbim, and that's a chosh of a mitzvah, so this mitzvah of davening, the rabbim, is doicha, the essay, not to be meshacha yerevim. Mitzvah the rabbim shan. So who are the kasha they ask is, what kind of mitzvah is this bechlal? Who said there's a mitzvah of davening the minyan? But there's no mitzvah the right of the davening the minyan. The chura, the mitzvah the right to say krishma, to daven, but the minyan, that's no chiyim of the raisa. So I wasn't worth saying Shani mitzvah the rabbin. Because I want to say even a mitzvah the rabbin. And also you say Rabban's negate to a rabbin, it's a choshev essay. I think the Ramban learns that even though there's no chiyuv to daven b'rabbin, but when you do daven b'rabbin, you become a mitzvah the raisa of an egdashni b'soich b'nei Yisrael. What it says is a bazundu mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. When you have 10 people that do mitzvahs together, you become the pasuk of an egdashni b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So there's no chiyuv to do it. But if you do it, there's a kima mitzvah. The Gemara says, mitzvah the Rav Mishani. By davening, the Rabbin, such a mitzvah of Shani is a choshev essay, that's doicha poshev essay of Lele Mem Tavoidu. But that was the Maitri of Meshach Rezet. Right, the Vyam Rav Yishuv and Levi. Li Olam Yashkin Modin Lebeis HaKnesses, Kedei Sheyizkev Yimni Masor HaRishayni. He's always trying to be from the first 10 people coming to daven, to be part of the minyan. Shafilu Meya Boy Machra, feel you have another 100 people coming later, Kibbalol of Schar Kulam. He gets the schar 400 people. For the Gemara, schar kulam sakodaita, first up, he gets schar everybody. The next people also get schar davening the minyan. Ele'ema, noisim lo schar kineged kulam. Not that they don't get schar. Other people also get schar. But he gets schar kineged kula. And the mashallah is the pshat is that the ma'il of davening basar is that the shechin is there. So the first 10 people, they bring the shechin there. The next people come, they don't bring the shechin there. So the first 10 have the ma'il of gesed, they were the ones that brought the shechin there. So they get the schar kineged kula. But about whoever comes in also gets a schar. But it's a big schar to me from the asar rishayin. Amar Rav Huna. He shavi orim etzar. Rav Huna. You have 9 people in shul, and you have an orim ha-kodesh, plus the means of the sefer Torah inside there. You can dive in the minyan, you can say kedusha. He owes the orim etzar. Amar Rav Nachman. The orim gavru. Since when the orim become a person? We know his daughter didn't 10 yidin after. They make a shechina. But here you have 9 people with the orim ha-kodesh. How do you have a shechina? Elam Rav Huna, Tisha, Niran Kasorin is Mitzarfin. Enechnami. He holds you don't need 10 people. You have Rubakula. If you have 9 people, that's enough. A minion, you don't have to have 10. You have 9 people. Since they look like 10 people, that's enough. His Amri Law, some say, what do you mean to say? They look like 10? Kimechanti. When you put them all together, so you can't tell the difference between 9 and 10. So even 9 looks like 10, that's good enough for a minion. But Yamri Law, no, if I care. Kimavadri. When you put them far away, apart, then they look bigger. So you have to spread out, so 9 people looks like a minion, looks like 10. In such a case, he held 9 is also enough. We'll soon see what the pastor did. Trashi Tisha Niran Kastar, before us, we also know. Amri Law, Kimachansbi, have a Niran Kastar. When they come together, one bunch will look like 10. Shaino de Mavchim Ben Kokach, Viterich Shen Yachin. The Amri Law, Kimavadri, Niran's Fame Rubin. When they're spread out, then they look more like 10 people. Amri of Amri, Shinayim Vishavis Mitar. Come Shabbos, through the Shabbos, there are 2 people eating together, and with Shabbos, he's the 3rd person, they can make a Zimun. Omalei Rav Nachman, the Shabbos Gavru. Is Shabbos the Gavru? The Chur Zimun is only 3 people. What Shabbos? Elo Omer Rav Ami, Enoch Nami don't need Shabbos. No Shnei Tamid Chomin, HaMechadet in Zeh Malocha. They have a good Shag Mataya, they're talking and learning back and forth, Mitzarfin, and that's enough of a Chabura. 2 people learning start together, it's called a Shnei Chabura, you can have a Zimun. They have the same thing like 3 people. 2 people talking and learning, and learning together is like 3. Achizah showed with his hand. The going on, no, Rav Sheshes, like me and Rav Sheshes. We talk a lot in learning. Rav Sheshes pointed, going on, no, Rav Achizah. They're both masking for the tzar. Us to talk and learn together is a good chabudah. Hey, they're masking 2 chabruses, they're good chabruses. Omer Rav Yechon. Katin Purich Mizamin Olam. We have 2 people, and the 3rd person is a Katin Purich, we can Mizamin Olam, we can start it. What's called the Katin Purich? Rashi learns, Baram Rashi, Katin Purich, Shehebi Simonim, Lebolach Lal Shonim. If he wasn't Bamit, he wasn't 13 years old yet, he was only 12 years old, but he had Simonim, he had 2 Sairus grew. And as Mokim Erva, 2 Sairus grew there, so even though he doesn't have a loch of a Godom with Uraisa, for Zimon it's enough, he can be Mizamin with him. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kotin Shehevi Shtei Tari. Is Mizamin Olam. Even though he's still a Kotin, he's not Bar Mitzvah yet, he can be Mizamin Olam. But Shlei Hevi Shtei Tari, but he didn't bring 2 Tari, ain't Mizamin Olam. And Vaita Vie Migdagdikin be Kotin. We're not Migdagdikin by Kotin whether he does have Tari or not. Because the Gemara Nechura Gufa Kashis, Gufa see what he just said. Armati just said, Hevi Shtei Tari is. If the Kotin has 2 Tari by the Mokum Erva, then you could be Mizamin with him. Loi heavy loi, but if he didn't bring, he can't be mezamin. What the Tony and medaktim mekotin? And then you say no, we're not medaktikim him. Master, even if he doesn't have Cyrus, you could be mitzarif with him. Lasuya mai, what do you mean to say they medaktikim him? Is the kura lav lasuya kotin perich? The kura even means to say a kotin perich. You could also be mezamin with him. That's the kura of stira. So Rashi learns lasuya kotin perich. Shein medaktikim boy in bolach lal shonim oilav. That's what it means. We're talking about, we don't know if he's 13 years old or not, but Rosh Hashitah is Kotan Peruch here means that he has some on him. Rashi Elov, Omahim Shonim, what's called he came old enough? Yud Gimel Shonim Vi Yom Echad. It's not enough when it comes to Bar Mitzvah day, there has to be the next day, the next night after the Bar Mitzvah. There has to be 13 years and one day. The beginning of the next day, that's when it's called Godol Midiraisam, that's when he could be Mizam with him. So, Lasiya Kotan Perich, Rashi says here means that Chur Rashita is, he brought Shnei Cyrus, just that we don't know if he's a godl or not. So, Tayz Nesakash and Rashi doesn't make sense, Rashi's pshat. We just got finished saying here that he has to have 2 Cyrus, And ain't medakdik in the lowest portion of mashma doesn't have to have two saris. I was saying, what's the chiddush in not medakdik on him means asuya katan perich. But Rashi learns katan perich means he does have two saris. So what do you mean ain't medakdik in the low? What do you mean you don't look in if he has two saris or not? A katan perich is only someone that does have two saris. So according to Rashi, it's not asuya anything, and it's still shved ain't medakdik in the low. Therefore, Tois learns katan perich means he didn't bring saris yet. Katan perich means even without saris. And that's the chiddush here. The theory was, the mashma do have to have Cyrus, and then it says you don't have to have Cyrus, and echnami. A medakdik galov means a cotton that's 9 years old already. You're not medakdik galov, even though he doesn't have Cyrus, still you can be mezamen galov. That's Tosfos Shita of a cotton perch. I will soon see. So the Gemara does a kopanim, but less hilchasa to chol hanishmatito. So the Gemara klo, we don't talk with all these halachis. Avadim for minyan, you're not mestarach yaron hakodesh, you're not mestarach Shabbos. You have to have 10 people there, but you have to have 3 people for Zimmer. So Poshti Gemara means even for cotton also, you can't be mistaken for cotton. That will soon see about places, what we hold. Marvelous, Hilchasa, Kirchol Hanishmaitato. Ella, what do we hold like?
Kiho di Yomer Rav Nachman. This is the way Rav Nachman said that cotton, Hayodayelim Mimvorchin. If a cotton knows he has enough dots to know who he's supposed to bench for him, then Mizamnan Olav. Then he could be part of the Zimun. If he has this from a seichel, even though he's a cotton, he could be in starif to make up the zimun. All right, turn over. Continue on.